Self-driving cars are dominating the cobble center in downtown Detroit, with discussion topics at different panels during the auto show focused on the automated sector. Audiences here are showing a decent amount of interest in the technology, while many automakers are scrambling to stake their claim in the sector. However, a growing number of voices from the U.S. Department of Transportation, as well as some of this year's participants, are suggesting that the next major step is the establishment of a safety verification system that's recognized by everyone within the industry. U.S. Transportation Secretary Elin Chao, addressing the auto show, says many Americans still have doubts about the technology.
And a recent AAA survey found that 78% of Americans surveyed are afraid to ride in a driverless car. If you refer to it as a self-driving car, the anxiety drops a little bit, but there's still anxiety. So there are legitimate public concerns that must be addressed before this technology can reach its full potential in our society.
A number of automakers and tech companies participating at this year's event in Detroit are also expressing similar concerns. Jack Weist is the chief architect of autonomous driving solutions at Intel. He says the main reason why people don't trust self-driving cars is that there's no established tech verification system at the moment.
And part of that lack of trust or that difficulty in trusting these vehicles is consumers being unaware of how the cars are making decisions. So if we as an industry can get together and show that there's a model for decision making that can be formally verified, proven correct, we think that's an important step towards making customers or consumers more comfortable with these cars and showing that they will be safe on the road.
The U.S. government has been active in promoting the establishment of such systems. In last September, the U.S. Department of Transportation released a new automated driving systems guideline designed to try to give car companies more autonomy in testing their technology. Transportation Secretary Elin Chao says they intend to release an updated version of the guidelines this coming summer.
This technology is changing so fast that a multimodal version, AV 3.0, is already in the works. We welcome your input. Look for it to be released sometime this summer. The department will update this guidance as often as needed. That's part of our commitment to streamline the process and to keep pace with innovation.
Despite the regulatory challenges, Jack Weist with Intel says the technology is still advancing.
I think there's a lot of intelligence yet to be built into self-driving software, and I think we certainly hope it's ubiquitous in 5 to 10 years, but I certainly don't think it will become a commodity.
For CRI, this is Liu Kun reporting from Detroit, Michigan.